The last time he'd been here, that letter had been in transit. Now it had arrived, and the church's reaction had been unfavorable. The fact that, as far as Edmund could tell, every mainland port had been flooded with thousands of printed copies of the same letter hadn't helped matters either. Before, everyone had wanted to pretend it was still business as usual, that the attack on Caris really had been made by her purely secular enemies, and, of course, by the equally secular Knights of the Temple Lands. Now that Archbishop Michael's challenge had been so publicly thrown down, that was impossible. Worse, what had really happened had been wildly distorted in the church's accounts, with the predictable result that many people were prepared to assume it was Caris who had lied. Most of Farade's merchants were still eager to see Carisian galleons and Carisian goods, but they weren't that eager to see Carisians. Or rather, they weren't eager to be seen seeing Carisians. No doubt much of that was because associating with someone who'd been designated as an enemy of the church carried with it the active threat of official displeasure. But there was also an undertone, a virulent hostility which had nothing to do with officialdom, bubbling away beneath the surface. There was always an element in any harbor city which resented the wealth and strength of the seemingly omnipresent Carisian merchant marine. Local shipowners who resented the Carisians for taking their legitimate cargoes. Local seamen who blamed Caris for their frequent bouts of unemployment. Local artisans who resented the flood of Carisian goods that undercut the prices they could charge. Even local shipbuilders who resented the fact that everyone knew Carisian-built ships were the best in the world and went ship-shopping accordingly. There was always someone, and now those someones had the added justification, not that they'd really needed any additional reasons as far as Walker had ever been able to see, that obviously all Carisians were heretics out to destroy Mother Church. There'd been some ugly incidents in the waterfront taverns, and one party of Carisian seamen had been set upon in an alley and severely beaten. The city guard hadn't exactly worn itself to the bone trying to figure out who'd been responsible for the attacks either. By now, by unspoken agreement, the masters of the Carisian ships crowding for Raid's Harbor and waiting their turns at wharfside were keeping their men aboard ship at night, rather than allowing them their customary runs ashore. Many of them, like Walker himself, had made quiet preparations against possible riots down here on the waterfront as well, although he hoped it would never come to that. On the other hand, he wasn't at all certain it wouldn't, and it said a great deal about just how tense things were that the crews weren't even complaining about their captain's restrictions.
"No," he told himself firmly, "when I get Lisbeth and Gregor home again, they're damned well staying there. Lisbeth can throw all the tantrums and pots she wants, but I'm not going to see her hurt, or worse, if this situation gets any further out of hand."
His mind flinched away from the thought of anything happening to her, and he drew a deep breath, then looked up at the moonless sky with a sense of decisiveness.
"Of course," he told himself, "there's no great need for me to rush into telling her about my decision before we get back to Telesburg, now is there?"